Welcome to your cycling news on Friday, the 5th of December. Corey Boddington has been crowned Australian Cyclist of the Year for 2025 after a superb season on track. At the Paracycling Track World Championships, he delivered one of Australia's standout performances of the year, winning four world titles and breaking two world records. His dominance across multiple events made him a clear choice for the nation's top medal. On the road, Sarah Gigante and Jay Vine picked up the Australian's major road cycling awards. Gigante was recognised for a strong comeback season marked by aggressive riding, consistent results and a return to her trademark climbing strength. Jay Vine earned the men's award thanks to a solid year highlighted by key World Tour performances and continued progression as one of Australia's top stage racers. The ceremony also celebrated achievements across the full spectrum of Australian cycling. Rising talents and seasoned athletes were acknowledged in mountain bike, gravel, BMX, track and junior categories, reflecting the depth and the diversity of the sport in the country. Hamish McKenzie, one of Australia's most promising young riders, is set to make his World Tour debut with Jayco Alula in 2026. The 21-year-old progression was delayed by injuries, but after two seasons with the development squad, he's now ready to take the next step in his career. During his time in the development team, McKenzie gained valuable experience, competing in stage races and time trial, and proving himself as an aggressive and versatile rider. His performance showed consistency and resilience, even when setbacks threatened to slow his progress. Now fully fit, he is eager to learn from the team's experienced leader and support staff while making his mark at the highest level. Hamish McKenzie sees this as a crucial stage to grow as a rider, take on bigger responsibilities and begin building a career amongst the world's top professional cyclists. And the Dutch rising star Nienke Vincke is making a major career jump after a breakthrough 2025 season. At only 19, she impressed the entire women's peloton by winning the Best Young Rider classification at the Tour de France Femmes and delivering consistent climbing performances across stage races. Progress was so rapid that SD Works Pro Time moved early to sign her on a 3-year contract, prompting her early departure from Picnic Post NL 1 year ahead of schedule. Vincke has been one of the most talked about young climbers of the season. By joining SD Works Pro Time, it places her in one of the strongest environments in women's cycling and sets up the next phase of her development as she prepares to take on bigger leadership roles in the seasons ahead. This was your cycling news on this Friday. Remember, check out our website sbs.com.au/sport for all your cycling needs.